Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 16 of Emunah Life in Messiah Yeshua, Perfect Shalom. Meditation verse for today, Isaiah 26:3. You keep in perfect shalom on whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. For the most part, I'm using the Tree of Life version translation, but in some instances, I do use the Amplified or the New American Standard Bible as well. In the Hebrew, for that verse, it literally says, Shalom, Shalom. Again, the word peace is Shalom in the Hebrew. It's a masculine noun meaning peace or tranquility. This Hebrew term is used 230 times in the Tanakh and is used to greet someone. It is common in Hebrew to ask how one's peace is, which is equivalent to asking, how are you, Ma Shlomacha. Moreover, this word was often used to describe someone's manner of coming or going. Sometimes this took the form of a blessing, go in peace or shalom. Another common expression involved dying or being buried in peace or shalom. Peace, shalom, is present with the wise but absent from the wicked. It is often pictured as coming from Yahweh Elohim. Gideon built an altar and called the altar Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is peace. Only Yahweh Elohim's children can take hold of the promise of perfect Shalom Shalom, even in the midst of a storm. Yeshua told us in John 14:27, Shalom I leave you, my shalom I give to you, but not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Yeshua has given us his Shalom Shalom, which means perfect peace. He leaves us not just shalom, but his shalom. Even in the midst of the storm, we can say, peace be still. We cannot be shaken when our trust is in his faithfulness to us. When you walk in shalom, there is no room for fear. Fear tries to rob you of your shalom. However, when our mind is stayed upon him, fear has to leave because he is with us. Psalm 91. The word shalom is used as a greeting, however, it has a much deeper meaning. Again, a shalom is a Hebrew word that is usually translated as shalom, but more literally means to be whole and complete. It is derived from a root meaning to be whole. In English, the Hebrew word shalom is usually translated shalom, and the shalom you have because you're whole. Shalom is part of a word family from the Hebrew word shalom, which means to be whole, be complete. The common greeting in Israel is shalom, which means, are you whole, are you complete? The angel said Yahweh Elohim is going to bring shalom on earth, Luke 2:13-14. They meant he is going to bring man the opportunity to have wholeness with Yahweh Elohim. An example of the Hebrew root word real, the word amen, from How the Hebrew Language Grow by Edward Horowitz. The most well-known Hebrew word is amen. Amen is a Hebrew root word. It expresses the hope that Yahweh Elohim will be merciful and grant your heart's desires. The word amen has entered many languages and is used in more languages than any other word. When the Bible is translated to other languages, they leave amen as amen. They do not translate it. The root word amen means may this prayer come true, because it is a support system of Yahweh Elohim. Several words we use are in the family of the root word amen. The word faith comes from the root word amen. It takes faith for prayer to come true. The word believe comes from amen. The word truth is from amen. You need the word of Yahweh Elohim, which is truth, to believe and pray. Strength and right hand are part of the word family of amen. Yahweh Elohim's strength will make what you are praying for happen. Amen carries the meaning of words in the root word family. When praying, we have his shalom, that when we pray according to his will, he hears us, and our emunah in him assures us our prayers will be answered. Amen. 1 John 3:22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 5:14-15, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request from which we have asked from him. I am giving you my shalom, my shalom. If Yeshua is the Messiah, where is world shalom? The question is often asked as if to imply negative answer proves that Yeshua's claim to be Messiah is false. For it is true that swords have not yet been beaten into plowshares, and nations still learn war, Isaiah 2:4. The answer is that Yeshua is indeed fulfilling his promise, but not all at once. Shalom does not come to those who refuse it, to those who, as it were, fight shalom, but those who gladly receive it. Within every believer is a shalom, which means not only shalom, but also health, wholeness, integrity. Matthew 10:12, that comes from God himself. It is not self-satisfied, false shalom that ignores suffering, but a compassionate shalom that longs for God's shalom to be present with everyone and motivates action to help bring it about. Jewish New Testament Commentary. New American Standard, Psalm 85:8, I will hear what God the Lord will say, or Yahweh Elohim, for he will speak shalom to his people, to his godly ones, but let them not turn back to folly. Psalm 85:10, loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and shalom have kissed each other. Psalm 119:165, those who love your law, or Torah, have great shalom, and nothing causes them to stumble. Psalm 122:6-7, pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim. May they prosper who love you. May shalom be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. 122:8, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may shalom be within you. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. John 20:19, so when the evening on the day, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were, note for fear of the Jews, Yeshua came and stood in their midst and said to them, shalom be with you. John 20:21, so Yeshua said to them, shalom be with you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Shalom, shalom, in Yeshua our Messiah.